Okay, we're back. That's more like 60 seconds. Let's talk about the Michigan housing market. How are we doing, and what does this year bode for us? Tim Perkins with us. He's with Core Title. It's a full-service title company. He's decades of experience here in Michigan. Tim, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Yeah. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Well, what happens at a full-service title company? What do you guys do exactly?
Well, basically, we get involved with residential and commercial real estate transactions. We're the last one in the long or short transaction if you're doing a cash deal. And basically, we take all the information from the real estate agents, from your lenders, and we put together all the final documents and end up going to the closing date. And I make sure that everybody signs all the proper documents to make sure that transaction goes as smoothly as possible at the end. And
okay,
you basically now, trade keys at the closing table.
Yeah. So if you compare what's happening now to what was going on before the 2008 and the housing collapse in Michigan, how does the current environment sit?
Well, as far as the before the collapse, there was a lot of activity. But back then in 2006, 2007, before the collapse, prices were going up extremely, extremely quick. Basically, you could end up buying a house in January and selling it in 6 months and making a probably a 20-30% profit.
Okay. And now, what are we seeing then today? How's the housing market compared to that heady time?
You know, we had a lot of unfortunate foreclosures, and there was a big inventory of houses that were in the marketplace. But I think since about 2012, when interest rates really went low, the market started coming back. The houses started, you know, getting filled in with families again, which is a nice thing. And because it's pretty much driven by the job market.
Okay, so right now, when you look ahead, let's say to 2017, what kind of what are you expecting in terms of growth or any potential turnaround?
Well, you know, in 2016, from the title company's perspective, there was a large number of refinances due to the low mortgage rates, and there was a large number of home purchases and new home purchases. Real estate agents had their best years, and probably out of the last 10 years, they had their best years last year. And they still expect 2017 to be strong.
Really? So last year was the best year they had in many years. No kidding.
So absolutely.
When you say strong, as in the same kind of year as 2016 then? Or?
Yes. 2016 was a great year, and they're anticipating similar numbers in 2017.
Yeah. Is there anything that's concerning you in terms of anything that could cause a downturn again in the housing market here in Michigan?
Well, if I were looking for anything, I'd look at foreign markets and foreign economies, because they could damper the gradual increase that we've had over the last 6-7 years.
Okay.
But outside of that, I mean, you know, there's a big push by the new administration to make sure that, you know, our economy kind of keeps on the same path that we've been going. You know, they want to try and quicken it up and make it a little bit stronger. But, you know, you always have to watch out for the foreign economies. Even though it's not a big impact, it could produce a damper a little bit.
So, Tim, when we're talking about growth for 2016, what might be ahead for this year? Like, how much are we talking about the price of housing? Is that what you're looking at? Or?
Well, the number of new home buyers entering the marketplace, or the number of buyers going from their first home to their second, or maybe you've got some of the elderly buyers, that sector would end up going from a large house and moving down to a smaller house and for their last home.
I see. So this is basically a seller's market. Is that what it would be called?
You know what? Last year in certain pockets of the state, there were some seller markets. I mean, houses were selling as soon as they got listed. And in some pockets in Michigan right now, we still have pockets that they'll put a house on the market and they'll have 3-4 offers.
Yeah. Which parts of the state would you say are the hottest right now?
You know, Livingston County had a really good year last year with a good property increase. Mm-hmm. You know, traditionally southeastern Michigan, your Ferndale, your Royal Oak, the Berkeley, the Birmingham was even, you know, they had a little bit of a higher price point, and they had some quick turning properties. Mm-hmm. And quick turn times on their sales transactions. Macomb County was surprisingly really strong last year.
Okay, okay. And obviously we had issues with the mortgages previously that some say led to the collapse, these unpredictable mortgages. How would you say the mortgages are now? How difficult is it to get one nowadays?
Well, if you meet the criteria, you can get a mortgage. But the really aggressive credit guidelines that were in place back in 2006, 2007, and prior to that, mm-hmm. They've pretty much eliminated that. And the government really, they really cracked down on the type of lending that happened and the licensing of the mortgage professionals in the industry. There's a very rigorous exam and vetting process.
Yeah, do you think that protects us from another collapse like we saw before then?
You know, the collapse really, in my opinion, really comes from loss of jobs.
Oh, really? Not necessarily the subprime mortgages? That wasn't really the main issue there?
You know, subprime banking probably had its equal share as well as the aggressive underwriting guidelines that were in the conventional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, because they kind of got into that market themselves with the giants like Countrywide and some of those other Bank of America and Chase, along with some of the international banks that really were buying and selling mortgage-backed securities in Wall Street.
Right. Well, but
subprime did have its, you know, share because they had higher interest rates, which is going to cause more of a problem for somebody trying to make their monthly payment.
Yeah, so you're right, especially if they lose their job. That'll be the kicker. Tim Perkins, it's Core Title, a full-service title company. CoreTitle.com is where you can find him. Tim Perkins here on WILS. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, no problem, Mike. Take care.
Now, when we come back, if you have a child that's talking back to you, it's embarrassing you in public, tries to outsmart you, you're about to find out how to deal with that. A psychologist who's written this new book, In Charge Parenting, in a PC Nation. He'll be here next.